in, making us part of your day each and every day. Text line always open as well, 850-437-1620. Keep listening throughout the week here, as I think we've got a few more tickets. We gave away two pairs of tickets earlier today for the 50th anniversary show of...
The Casey and the Sunshine Band.
That's right,
Band
Casey and the Sunshine
Sanger
Band.
Theater.
Yeah, I had them memorized a couple weeks ago, and then we weren't giving away tickets anymore, so I stopped, and so now I...
You'll get it back.
I'll get it back. But yeah, pretty cool sound for sure. Some popular songs that I had no idea that they wrote.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're at the Sanger Theater on Sunday. So a couple pairs of tickets we gave away in the 4 and 5 o'clock hours today, and I think we have some more later on this week as well. So keep listening for your chance to win and get your thumbs loose, because these are all text competitions here. To see if you can get a pair of tickets, 850-437-1620. Before we get an update on the roads and our weather this afternoon, we'll get a look at our top three stories here in Hawaii. Starting with that, officials fear the death toll in Lahaina could rise sharply in the coming days. So over the past few days, they've been looking into all destroyed single-story homes. Those have all been searched now, the death toll at 115, and the effort now shifting to multi-story structures, and it's believed that there are anywhere from 700 to 850 people that are still missing. Also, a report from the Daily Mail UK says that most, if not all, of the FEMA officials on scene in Maui are staying about 45 minutes to an hour away from Ground Zero in hotels that cost about $1,000 per night. President Biden approved $7 million in taxpayer dollars for FEMA to respond, and the Daily Mail says most of that is going towards putting up around 1,000 staffers in those hotels. And former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta Thursday to surrender in the Georgia election interference case. And as we were talking about a few weeks ago, Georgia said that they will do a mugshot for the former president. So that will be a viral image on its own that comes out on Thursday. So he's agreed to $200,000 bond, of course, charged with racketeering for allegedly trying to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Those are our top three stories today. 6:15 now, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Roadways are looking great with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. If you see anything else on the roads, just make sure to call into the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we do have an excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow, and tomorrow's high is going to be 100. For tonight, our low is 80 in our area. It is 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is at 96. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our local headlines today, Escambia School District is asking a federal judge to dismiss the lawsuit that was filed in the middle of the recent book banning controversy. This lawsuit was filed by five authors, the publishing company Penguin Random House, and the free speech group Pen America. And the district yesterday filed a 36-page motion in federal court downtown, saying that it has the authority to decide what books will be allowed in schools, and argues that just because the books have been removed or restricted does not give the plaintiff standing to challenge the board's decisions. In Santa Rosa County today, a drug bust got about $40,000 worth of fentanyl pills off the street, $30,000 in cash, weapons, and fraudulent check-making materials were also seized. This happened at a home on Pine Ridge Drive in Milton. At around 2 this afternoon, 26-year-old DeJour Donson was taken into custody. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves was asked about the REAP transitional facility. You may recall last week the Escambia County Commissioners throwing a $15,000 lifeline to the shelter to keep it open for a couple of months, earmarking that money for rent and utilities. It was just 2 weeks that the REAP transitional center said they had left unless they secured funding. So Mayor Reeves was asked if the city had any plans to put forth some money.
unless all 45, 50 people that are there now are going to find housing in the next 90 days, then we're going to find ourselves right back in the same situation that we're in before. So, again, I am open-minded to helping there, but we need some more questions answered about the longevity and what the real support is.
And Reeves says, like the commissioners last week, he questioned why the need was made known only 2 weeks before the shelter would have had to close. Tragic situation in Baldwin County today, where health officials say one person died after contracting a disease that originated from a mosquito bite. According to WPMI, that individual was a female child who contracted Eastern equine encephalitis that was carried by the mosquito. In addition, one other person in the county is confirmed to have the virus. The Alabama Department of Public Health says no vaccine and no specific treatments are available for EEE. Finally, a culvert that was damaged by Hurricane Sally along Oak Valley Drive in Escambia County needs to be fixed as soon as possible. Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh talked to Channel 3 about it.
We're not going back with culverts. So we're going to go back and redo it from scratch with a brand new, better bridge, better drainage, and so therefore it had to be designed.
And he says the design is done and the funding is already in place from FEMA. The problem, though, is that they can't find a contractor for the work. Burgosh says that FEMA requires at least two bids for the job, and right now there's just not enough competition. We'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
We are Buck and Ashley Deese, proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coating.
The floor in your garage sees a lot more traffic than any other room in your house.
You may have replaced the carpet and the tile, but what about the garage floor?
Deese Elite Concrete Coatings has the answer with Pentek Industrial Coatings. Their coatings are four times stronger than epoxy and backed by a 15-year manufacturer's warranty.
Our coatings are slip-resistant, easy to clean, easy on the feet, and 100% antibacterial. And best of all, we can install your floors in just one day.
There are many applications for our coatings, such as patios, pool decks, driveways, utility rooms, sidewalks, and much, much more.
With amazing selections, Deese Elite Concrete Coatings can help give your floors the makeover they deserve.
Call Ashley at Deese Elite Concrete Coatings for a free estimate today. 850-329-5599. 850-329-5599.
Or visit our website at DeeseEliteCC.com.
Schedule your project today with Deese Elite Concrete Coatings. Your floor is worth it.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The fifth annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Honto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
You can hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who've benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our champion sponsors, Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell. Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. They have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. 6:23 here on a Tuesday afternoon. Appreciate you tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620. We'll get an update on the roads and weather coming up here in just a moment. First, some state headlines. Former Congresswoman Debbie McCarsel Powell joined the race today to challenge Senator Rick Scott in 2024. She represented Congressional District 26, which includes southern Miami-Dade and the Florida Keys from 2018 to 2020. Florida lawmakers writing a letter to the Secretary of the VA about the conditions of some facilities around the state. This comes after news came out about severe issues at Miami's VA hospital where they apparently don't have working AC.
We've got to do everything we can to take care of our men and women that have served. They've been willing to put on the uniform to protect this country. I was very honored to serve in the U.S. Navy. My dad served in the Army during the Second World War, one of 3,000 people that did all four combat jumps for the 82nd Airborne. I'm very proud of my family's military service.
Yeah, Senator Rick Scott joined the Pensacola Morning News today. The Florida Board of Education tomorrow will discuss the proposed bathroom rule aimed at state colleges. The new law requires schools to update their policies for restrooms and changing facilities to be based on somebody's biological sex at birth. Colleges would also have to create disciplinary actions for those who break the law. Another law, legal battle over the law that bans Chinese citizens from buying land in Florida is not over. Attorneys representing four Chinese citizens and a real estate firm filed an appeal yesterday saying it violates equal protection rights. Last week, a federal judge rejected a lawsuit to overturn that law. 6:25 right now. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. 29 and 90 also looking good. And if you see anything else on the roads, always just make sure to call the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. Coming up for weather tomorrow, we have an excessive heat warning, a high of 100 in our area. Coming up tonight, we do have a low of 80, 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 96. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at our national headlines. So, of course, Tropical Storm Harold, the latest named storm, dumped heavy rain and still is after making landfall in South Texas this morning. Over a million people under tropical storm warnings due to the high winds and coastal flooding. Harold, not going to last long. It'll weaken as it moves inland past Padre Island.
Also, we've been talking about it a little bit throughout the show, but coming up tomorrow is the eight candidates are going to participate in the first debate for the 2024 presidential primary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. DeSantis is going to be center stage with Vivek Ramaswamy on one side and Pence on the other.
Pretty bizarre story in Pakistan where eight people that were stranded in a cable car that was dangling over a 900-foot ravine are thankfully all safe. The group, including seven students and one teacher, were stranded after a cable line snapped. They were traveling to school in a remote mountain area when the cable car became stranded halfway across the ravine. I would imagine that this is the daily commute for these students going over this 900-foot gorge. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you think of you know, your parents say, like, oh, you know, when I was your age, I went to school barefoot in the snow up, you know, six miles both ways. You know, well, I don't want to hear it because you're not traveling over a 900-foot cable car in a ravine that could literally take your life. So and I think these guys win on the rough terrain to school.
Yeah, argument. For sure. If your kid's saying, I don't want to be left at the bus stop.
Let me tell you about
grow up.
Well, you want to move to Pakistan?
Yeah. And did you see the rescue? That looked scary in itself too.
I did not. It was by helicopter, right?
Yeah, it was by helicopter, but they kind of like, you know, got them harnessed and they didn't just fall.
Had to lift them
but
up.
But it, you know, they kind of jump out the rope kind of. It looked really scary just watching it, let alone being stuck in there and living through it. I feel like would be traumatic in itself. In other national stories, the Biden administration rolling out an income-driven student loan repayment program. The plan limits interest and lowers the monthly payments amount for borrowers as payments are set to resume this fall for the first time since the pandemic. The move comes after the Biden's plan to cancel student debt for millions was struck down by the Supreme Court.
Interesting story in China, where they're aiming for all mobile devices and apps to have a built-in minor mode that would limit daily screen time to a maximum of 2 hours a day. Children and teens would automatically see online apps close when time limits are up. No one under 18 would be able to access their screens between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Children under 8 would be able to use their phones for only 40 minutes a day, while those between 8 and 16 would get an hour, and teens from 16 to 18 would be allowed 2 hours.
Also, a sad story coming out of Ohio. One child has died in a school bus crash in Ohio this morning.
There was 52 total kids on the school bus, 53 including the school bus driver. Of those, 13 were transported by EMS to local area hospitals for treatment. 10 were transported by personal means or family members to local area hospitals for treatment.
The Ohio State Patrol says that it happened when an SUV went into the path of the bus, causing the driver to swerve out of control. The child who died was ejected from the school bus.
Yeah, in Alabama, Attorney General Steve Marshall says he wants an investigation into President Biden's decision to move the future U.S. Space Command from Huntsville to Colorado. He submitted a letter this morning to the U.S. Department of Defense requesting an investigation. And also a Chicago woman, 41-year-old Tracy Fiorenza, charged in Florida after allegedly making a threat against former President Trump and his son, Barron. She allegedly emailed the headmaster of a Palm Beach school that she will shoot Donald Trump Sr. and Barron Trump. She's now facing a maximum 5 years in prison for that. 6:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up. News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Former Trump attorney John Eastman today saying that he believes he, along with Trump and 17 others charged in the Georgia election interference case, will be vindicated, saying the indictment should have never been brought.
It targets attorneys for their zealous advocacy on behalf of their clients.
Eastman was one of several defendants in the case to turn themselves into the Fulton County, Georgia jail for booking today. Former President Trump has said on social media that he'll be turning himself in on Thursday. President Biden is unveiling his latest effort to help Americans pay off their student loan debts.
This particular program requires that people paying student loans only pay 10% of their income after housing and food costs. Well, the president now lowered that percentage to 5%. Also, anyone making less than $32,000 a year would pay zero.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. America is listening to Fox News.
All
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In the wake of the autonomous vehicles being involved in two collisions last week in San Francisco, California authorities have asked General Motors and its Cruise self-driving subsidiary to immediately take half of the Cruise robo-taxis off the road. The state's Department of Motor Vehicles made that request of GM and Cruise while it continues its investigation of the crashes. The DMV is also pushing Cruise to take appropriate corrective actions to improve road safety. The FTC is accusing two brothers of scamming customers out of tens of thousands of dollars in an ongoing scheme. The government alleges that John and Roman Cresto made millions of dollars selling themselves as e-commerce experts who, for a price, could teach consumers and investors the secret to selling success on Amazon and other e-tail sites. But the FTC says it was all fueled by falsehoods and deception. Stocks finished mostly lower today. The S&P 500 dipped 12 points. The Dow Industrials lost 175. The NASDAQ edged up 8. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. There's some risk involved for the Jets starting Aaron Rodgers in their final preseason game. But Coach Robert Saleh says you can't coach scared. It's really not that big a deal. Patrick Mahomes played for the Chiefs last week. But leave it to the Jets to make a somewhat minor thing into a dramatic statement. It's going to be like this all year. Even two offensive series in a meaningless game. But with the Jets, every little thing counts. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in the zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in the zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmoor Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmoor Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmoor Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 and informative, local, dependable Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. 6:36 on a Tuesday. Hope you're having a great great week. Coming up in a little bit, starts Bands on the Beach at 7. So if you're heading out to Bands on the Beach, we're going to get a quick look at the roads. You're looking good on the Three Mile Bridge as well as Bob Sykes Bridge, and we're looking good throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre on 98. If you do see anything else on the roads, just give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we do have a heat advisory in effect until 7, and then coming up tomorrow, an intensive heat warning. So just keep that in mind. Tomorrow's high is going to be a high of 100, and we have another triple-digit high coming up on Friday and Saturday as well. So it is 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is at 96. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Staples Stores. At Staples Stores, school savings are always in session, and from art supplies to essentials and to the latest tech, in stock and priced low. School on, save on at your local Staples Stores. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Just saw this. You know, we were talking last segment about former President Trump, how he's going to surrender Thursday, be released on $200,000 bond. He's going to have his mugshot taken. And apparently the arraignment is expected to be televised.
Oh, wow.
That's new. So this just coming in, judge overseeing his election interference case ruled that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom through September 8th. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is pushing to hold the arraignments for all the defendants until after Labor Day. So pretty interesting one there. As you know, there in all these indictments leading up to this one, you know, there haven't been any cameras in the courtroom. It's basically been helicopter shots of him, you know, arriving to the airport, taking off, landing in whatever city he's going to, and then, of course, wall-to-wall coverage, but nothing actually inside the courtroom, so that would be different this time around. 6:38 here at News Radio. Quick update on what's happening in the world of sports today. Major League Baseball games in full swing now. 2-2, or no, 3-2. Tigers leading the Cubs in the fourth. 2-2 Rockies and the Rays. That's in the middle of the fourth inning as well. Phillies lead the Giants 2-1 in the third. The Blue Jays up 2-1 on the Orioles in the second. The Yankees and Nationals are scoreless. So, too, are the Cardinals and Pirates. The Dodgers lead the Guardians 2-0 in the third. And the Mets and Braves are scoreless in the second inning. A little bit later on, 8:40 start time, the Marlins out west taking on the Padres there. So that's what's happening in the Major League Baseball today. MLB also today placing Wander Franco, the Rays star shortstop, on administrative leave until further notice. This as the league and prosecutors in the Dominican Republic are investigating allegations of an inappropriate relationship with a minor. He has not played since August 13th. Sad story in the NFL today. Tennessee Titans cornerback Caleb Farley's dad died, and another person was injured when Farley's home exploded overnight in North Carolina, leaving the lakeside house reduced to rubble. The 24-year-old Farley was not at the home at the time. He's in camp, but his dad was. 61-year-old Robert Farley died just a couple years after his mother passed away with cancer. So terrible story there. Looking at health, business, and science notes today, I think this is a good deal. This is a good one here. Of course, you know, nowadays a lot of our cars, we have warnings letting us know if our seatbelts aren't on, and they just ding and ding and ding until you put them on. So now they want to do the same thing with the back seat, which I think is a good rule. So the Department of Transportation recently proposed that also to the back seats, and it would apply to all vehicles that weigh less than 10,000 pounds.
Yeah, I think that's going to be awesome. And other health, business, and science notes, Taco Bell and other fast food chains could switch up to digital-only sales. That's according to The Hill. The parent company, Yum, plans to move 100% to digital sales at its restaurants, which also includes Pizza Hut and KFC. This means that customers can order through the app, websites, or in-store kiosks.
Yeah, pretty interesting one there. I mean, I think that's the way of the world. You know, you go to, like, especially in big cities, like, and I remember, in, you know, when we were in New York last year, going to a few McDonald's where it was just all kiosks. Mm-hmm. London, same story. Of course, you had people preparing the food and everything like that, but, you know, everything was just digital orders and nobody at the front counter there. A backlog in the Panama Canal will likely cause supply chain delays through the end of the year.
Things like tiles, countertops, wood flooring, or other types of flooring are all being left behind at the moment out in Asia because it's making the ship too heavy to even transit in the existing conditions.
Yeah, so that's because of drought. Container ships normally headed for the East Coast have been unable to get through because they're too heavy. They can't get through the canal.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Sales of pre-owned homes fell to the lowest level in 6 months in July. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales slowed 2.2% to an annual rate to about 4 million units. They see that the lack of available housing and higher mortgage rates are keeping buyers on the sidelines.
Yeah, definitely us. I have no idea when we're going to be able to buy a house, but with rates as high as they are and prices, yeah. So Oscar Mayer deciding a pretty fun giveaway for the one-year anniversary of a viral video, this poor sap just trying to enjoy a Yankee game and enjoying his beer, but it was the way he was enjoying his beer. He was literally sucking it through a hot dog, using it as a straw. So it got like 9 billion views, and so to celebrate the one-year anniversary here, Oscar Mayer is giving away hot dog straws on their website. Pretty cool promotion there.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they're happy for that guy because, you know, that's just great marketing right there, even if he is drinking his beer out of a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Costco is offering refunds for their Kirkland Signature American Vodka after customers are complaining that the alcohol had an unpleasant taste. They say it's no health related, you know, no health concerns, but the realtor said that they sent an email out to customers who'd brought this label of vodka in between June 12th and August 10th and informed that they can receive a full refund for it.
Yeah. Also, IBM is selling the Weather Channel to a private equity firm. IBM says today it'll sell the weather company and its assets to Francisco Partners, with the deal expected to close by next April. IBM paid $2 billion for the company back in 2016, and apparently they've been trying to sell it in an effort to streamline. That's what's happening in our health, business, and science notes. We'll get a check of the roads and weather now. Go ahead.
Roadways are looking great with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We're looking good on the 30-mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. And if you do see something slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we're looking good, but it's definitely going to be hot all throughout the week. Coming up tomorrow, an excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow with a high of 100 degrees. Tonight we have a low of 80. And coming up later in the week, Friday and Saturday, we are also seeing triple-digit highs. 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 91 in Gulf Breeze, heat index at 96. Also, this traffic and weather report brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Looking at some pop culture and soft headlines today. One of the more popular shows of the 90s is making a return.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and
that's right. Frasier is coming back. A revival of the series will debut October 12th with 2 episodes on Paramount Plus. The new season will consist of 10 episodes. And you can't have Frasier without Kelsey Grammer starring as Frasier Crane, although I was a little disappointed to learn that other original characters like Niles and Roz won't be in it. Of course, the actor who portrayed their dad passed away a few years ago. The original Frasier series ran from 1993 to 2004. I would encourage one of I definitely didn't watch all the episodes. It was, you know, as a kid, I mean, the humor was a little bit over my head a little bit because, mm-hmm. you know, it's two ultra academic psychologists. Frasier hosts a talk show on the radio. Niles is a psychologist as well. But the dynamic of those two and their blue-collar retired cop dad is really good. If I can offer you a suggested episode to watch, my favorite was Hooping Cranes.
Hooping Cranes.
So the premise is that Frazier and Niles go to a Seattle Supersonics basketball game. The Sonics, by the way, a former NBA team that became the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, but the Sonics used to, Seattle used to have an NBA team. And so Niles is wins the contest to shoot the half-court shot. So that was the one episode that I would always turn to when I wanted to watch Frasier. So it's really funny and, you know, kind of like the little sports theme behind it. So that's one that I would suggest if you're interested in, say, what's the show Frasier all about there for a youngin' like you? So.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely going to have to watch it, especially if it's about a talk show.
Yeah.
Also, in some pop culture notes, Serena Williams, mom of two, the tennis icon, welcomed in her second daughter to her second daughter, and she posted to Instagram this afternoon, welcome Adrina River. So her and her husband. So some good news there.
Yeah. Also, one final here, pop culture note, Tennessee might be home to the world's only giraffe born without spots. That's right. The giraffe was born at Bright Zoo in Limestone last month, and experts believe she's the only spotless giraffe anywhere on the planet. She stands 6 feet tall already. Voting on her name started today on the zoo's Facebook page. I'm going to have to check that out, see what the early leaders in the clubhouse are. I would imagine that Spot would be a great name.
Yeah.
Something to the effect of, hey, this giraffe is born without spots. So the name should definitely reflect that. That's my opinion there.
I agree. And it's still super cute, even without the spots. I hope that little giraffe doesn't get bullied by other giraffes.
Yes.
Because she's different.
That's a good one. And if she is, they could make like a little Christmas musical out of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. Going to get a real quick break here, and we'll come back with some wacky and weird headlines, as well as some good news right here on News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. If you didn't catch the show this morning or missed a portion of it, we talked to Senator Rick Scott about everything from protecting Naval Air Station Pensacola to Trump declining to participate in the debates and inflation or not. Also this morning at 7 o'clock, I talked extensively about the new active transportation plan passed and approved by the city of Pensacola and why I think it is way too bicycle-centric and adverse to cars. If you want to listen to that conversation or any of the other hours, they're all podcasted at newsradio923.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Comes to the spotless giraffe, we are not going to get our wish of a name just being called Spot. So there are four names to choose from that people vote. So here are the names. It sounds like a African origin. You know, obviously giraffes unique there. So the names are Kipiki, which means unique. Firyali. Which means unusual or extraordinary. Shakiri, which is most beautiful. She is most beautiful. And Jamela, one of great beauty. So those are the four options. So far, I don't know, 11,000 comments on here. So the voting is well underway.
Maybe her middle name could be Spot. Just to us.
Shakiri Spot.
I like Shakiri. What was the last one?
Jamela.
Jamela. I like that one, too. I think those roll off the tongue easy.
Yeah.
And either way, I wish her well.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll call her Spot, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Some wacky and weird stuff to finish off this hour. Coming up. A Boston couple hopefully is going to make it to their destination wedding. It's hanging in the balance after their pet ate up one of their passports. So after visiting City Hall, Donato and his fiance came home to find that their golden retriever, Chicky, had chewed up several pages of Donato's passport just before his wedding, which is supposed to be coming up next week on August 30th or 31st in Italy. Luckily, his congressman is hopefully working to expedite things to get him a new passport, but they're supposed to be scheduled to fly to Italy for their wedding coming up on Friday.
Yeah, so we're going to have to keep tabs on this because I'm very intrigued to know if they get their passport in time.
Could you imagine?
So, yeah, I'm going to keep up on that. So, in Kentucky, a pretty bizarre story here. So, at the Kentucky State Fair on Saturday, a 19-year-old named Amari had an unsecured gun in his waistband and it slipped out. When he reached down to grab it, it discharged, and it hit his date's foot.
Oof.
That's right. He literally shot his date in the foot on a date. Thankfully, she'll be okay, and while Amari's case is going through the courts, he's not allowed any contact with the victim, although the victim may have already taken care of that, and he's not allowed back at the fair either, so...
Dang.
Tough weekend there.
Yeah, for sure. Gonna get a real quick look at traffic and weather together, and we'll come back with some other wacky and weird stories. We're looking great on the roads. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. And if you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. And for weather, the hot weather is continuing all throughout the week. Coming up tomorrow, an excessive heat warning and a high of 100. For tonight, we have a low of 80. It is 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Gulf Breeze, and 94 in Milton with the heat index at 96. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So a weird story coming out of Australia. A 31-year-old man was arrested for setting some small fires. So he had a series of small fires that he set, and the fires were behind a school, a parking lot, as well as outside a real estate office and several in trash cans. That's not really the weird part of it. The weird part is that when the officers came, they found him and they searched him, and he had two live ducklings in his underwear. No word why, but he is also being charged with animal cruelty along with arson.
Interesting. Whatever floats your boat, I guess. So just looking up NBC 10 Boston here, there is no guarantee that they're going to actually get the passports because, they got the emergency meeting there, but it really comes down to the State Department and the passport office. Their congressman can do whatever, but it's really up to those people. The fiance says that knowing the wedding isn't until August 31st, we have a couple of days to play. So if I have to get on the flight first and he meets me in Italy, then that's the absolutely worst case scenario. And I refuse for it to get any worse than that. So plan B is plan A. So let me ask you this. Okay. Put yourself in the situation. Hopefully everything's like insured it's international flight. So whatever the refund policy is or whatever, but you've also got whatever guests are going out there. Let's say you don't get the pass. Would you leave your fiance back home?
Oh God.
I mean, would you go, you'd say, hey, look, I'm going to just get on the flight.
Cause everyone's families are going too. So, but then he's all by himself. I think I would encourage my guests and family to still, I don't know. Would you leave?
No, there's no chance. No. My fiance, if this was on our, our side, there's no way that if it was her passport that got ruined and I came to her and I said, hey, honey, here's the deal. So I'm going to go to Italy.
For our wedding.
And let's hope that you get your passport and then can meet me over there. No chance. There's no way that's.
Well, the thing that stinks too is I'm sure they have a, I'm assuming, international honeymoon planned after. Like, there's so much. So much that could go wrong with this.
Yeah.
Because of Chicky.
I mean, you got to secure. I'd love to know where the passport was that the retriever was able to get to it.
Yeah, because that seems a little bit odd. You're leaving, you're leaving for, your wedding, most important international trip you're going to be taking, and you leave the passport out that gets chewed up by Chicky.
Yeah. Bad Chicky.
Bad job, Chicky.
Well, I
would say I couldn't leave him, but I would encourage my guests and family to still go. And, we'll just plan a trip in states.
Well, we'll keep tabs on that because I really want to know how that plays out. So that'll do it for us here tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in again. As always, we appreciate it. 850-437-1620, the text line. And we'll see you tomorrow. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.